कुंज बिहारी जय राम माधव, कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे जय श्री नाम संकीर्तन की, जय श्री प्रभुपाद की। हरे कृष्ण, जय श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 15 श्लोका 12 एंड 13 यस्याब्धरे भगवान अदब्र आत्मा माघो निमायति उरुसोम पीते श्रद्धा विशुद्धा चल भक्ति योगा समर्पितेज्या फलमाजहार यस्याब्धरे भगवान अधब्र आत्मा माघो निमाद्यति उरुसोम पीते श्रद्धा विशुद्धा चल भक्ति योग समर्पितेज्या फलमाजहार यस्याब्धरे भगवान अधब्र आत्मा माघो निमाद्यति उरुसोम पीते श्रद्धा विशुद्धा चल भक्ति योगा समर्पितेज्या फलम आजहार समर्पितेज्या फलमाजहार यस्याद्वरे भगवान अधव्रात्मा माघो निमाद्यदुर्सोम पीते श्रद्धा विशुद्धा चल भक्ति योगा तिज्या फलमाचहार माताजी यस्याध्वरे भगवान अधव्रात्मा माघो निमाद्यति उरुसोम पीते श्रद्धा विशुद्धा चल भक्ति योगा अर्पितेज्या फलमाजहार वॉट वर्ड मीनिंग यस्य ऑफ हुम किंग गया अदव्रे इन हिज डिफरेंट सेक्रीफाइसेस भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड अदब्र आत्मा द सुप्रीम एंजॉयर ऑफ ऑल सेक्रीफाइसेस द यज्ञ पुरुष Maghoni, when King Indra, Madhyati, intoxicated, Uru, greatly, Soma Pite, drinking the intoxicant called Soma, Shraddha, by devotion, Vishuddha, purified, Achala, and steady, Bhakti Yoga, the devotional service, Samarpita, offered, Ijya, of worshipping, Phalam, the result, Ajahara, accepted personally. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. In Maharaj Gaya's sacrifice, there was a great supply of the intoxicant known as Soma. King Indra used to come and become intoxicated by drinking large quantity of Soma Rasa. Also, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the Yajna Purusha, also came and personally accepted all the sacrifices offered unto him with pure and firm devotion in the sacrificial arena. Purport. Maharaj Gaya was so perfect that he satisfied all the demigods who were headed by the heavenly king Indra. Lord Vishnu himself also personally came to the sacrificial arena to accept the offering. Although Maharaj Gaya did not want them, he received all the blessings of the demigods and the Supreme Lord himself. And the second verse also, verse number 13. When the Supreme Lord is pleased by a person's action, automatically all the demigods, devatas, human beings, animals, birds, bees, creepers, trees, grass, and all other living entity, beginning with Lord Brahma, are pleased. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the super soul of everyone, and He is by nature fully pleased. Nonetheless, He came to the arena of Maharaj Gaya and said, "I am fully pleased." It is explicitly stated herein that simply by satisfying Supreme Personality of Godhead, one satisfies the demigods and all other living entity without differentiation. If one pour water on the root of a tree, all the branches, twigs, flower, leaves are nourished. Although the Supreme Lord is self-satisfied, He was so pleased with the behavior of Maharaj Gaya that He personally came to the sacrificial arena and said, "I am fully satisfied. Who can compare to Maharaj Gaya?" Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasme Sri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, we have been discussing Srimad Bhagavatam 5th Canto, and after discussing about the King Bharat Maharaj, how he become dear, then Jada Bharata. So Sukadev Goswami is continuing the dynasty of Bharat Maharaj. And in this chapter 15 of Srimad Bhagavat Puran, there are so many names of the king who will hearing that they are in the dynasty of Bharat Maharaj. And in that dynasty of Bharat Maharaj, one of the king's name is King Gaya. It is not that Gaya place, that was a demon Gaya. This is the King Gaya who is a Vaishnavas. So he was such a famous king. So because if you see the beginning of the chapter, so many names of the kings are coming. In one sloka, four or five kings are coming. But when the name of Gaya come, then Sukadev Goswami zoomed into his life. And few slokas he is dedicating to glorify the rule of King Gaya. How such a Vaishnava king he was. And these slokas are explaining that all the devatas, they were happy with King Gaya. Not only devatas, even Lord Krishna, he was happy with King Gaya. And that is what, if a ruler is a devotee, and then the whole citizen, whole devata, Krishna, everyone is pleased with him. So just when I was reading this sloka, it is written that King Indra comes and he is drinking somarasa and is happy. So generally, if somebody was doing some yajna, then the most alert person is King Indra. He become very curious to know that why he is doing yajna. And the fourth canto, you are reading that when Prithu Maharaj was doing his sacrificial Aswamedha yajna, when he was in 99, King Indra was repeatedly coming and was stealing the horse. Why? Because he will become the next Indra if he will complete the 100 yajna. So King Indra was always very, very careful. If somebody is doing any kind of a yajna, then he sees that what is the motive, why is doing the yajna. But interestingly here, if you see, King Indra is coming and enjoying somarasa and giving full blessing to King Gaya, that go ahead, do it. So why? Because here it is mentioned, King Gaya was a devotee of Lord Krishna, and the only goal he was doing this yajna is to please all the devatas, so that all the devatas would be happy and they will supply you all the ingredients at the right time. Especially King Indra, he will give rain at the right time, and the harvesting, everything will happen at the right time, and Lord Vishnu. So he didn't have any kind of motive to become Indra. So that's how when King Indra says that, okay, there is no objection, no problem. So King Indra is coming personally and he is taking part in the sacrifice, and he was drinking all the somarasa. And then it is mentioned, if you see, King Gaya, apparently when Prithu Maharaj was become the king, when the Vena was doing all kind of atrocity, and then the Brahmana killed the Vena and they made Prithu Maharaj as the king. And when Prithu Maharaj saw the whole earth, she was not supplying all the ingredients. And practically there was a drought in the kingdom. And then Prithu Maharaj has to chastise Mother Earth, then only Mother Earth supply everything. And they have to churn everything, that process begins. But here, King Gaya was such an idol devotee of Lord Krishna that the Mother Earth was supplying everything abundantly. And all the citizens, they were happy. So one nice quality is coming here, the quality of an idol leadership. How a leader should be. We can see here in the example of Prithu Maharaj. Without doing anything, all the subordinates were happy with him. And they were practically doing their best to make the king happy. So just I was saying that what all qualities we can learn from King Gaya as an idol leader. So a leader is like Krishna also tells in Bhagavad Gita, Yadeda Acharate Shrestha, whatever a leader will do, the subordinate will just inculcate, follow the leader. So in that sense, being a devotee, we all are also like a small leader. Somebody may say, what we are leader? Yeah, we are just a normal sadhaka, brahmacharis, grahasthas. But somebody say that you can become a leader in your circle of influence, because everyone has a their circle of influence where they can, where there are some people, they see you. Hare Prabhuji. So when we have proper qualities, proper behavior, and then they learn from you in that circle of influence. So a father, he is also a leader in his house, because the children, they learn from the father. A teacher, he is a leader in the school, because the students, they observe the teacher, how the teacher is talking, how the teacher is behaving. So in that sense, as a preacher or brahmacharis, where we are doing service in our department, we are leader in that circle of influence. And preacher is going to a place where he's preaching. So he's a leader in that circle of influence. So everyone has this responsibility to go as close as to Krishna and try to have that qualities, godly qualities, what Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, amanitam adamvitam, all these qualities of a proper devotee, if we have, then to a greater extent we can help the society who are influenced by us. So that one thing is that a leader should set a good example in the society. And generally, when a person gets a power, immediately, if he is not a devotee, the tendency comes to enjoy. I have power, I'll enjoy. I have a facility, I have this much of power. So that enjoyment tendency comes with that power. But actually, leadership means it's not about enjoyment, but it's about service to the subordinate. What we can see here, Maharaj Gaya. So one person asked a question to one of the prominent leader of India. Right now, a prominent leader who is in power. So that he told, he asked a question that, how can I become like you? You are so famous. Wherever you are going, any country, people are just behind you and you are so charismatic. How can I become like you? So then he gave a nice, interesting answer. He told, don't dream to become like me, but think how to serve the mankind. So when you are focused about serving the mankind, the subordinate, then automatically God empowers you and gives you the position to serve in a better way. Just imagine, it's not, people are just, because the leadership position looks very attractive, because a lot of fame, prestige, everything comes with that. But if you are looking for that, then it's a problem. They say, pratishta is a feminine word in Sanskrit. So it's always kumari. She's not married to anybody. So if a lady is unmarried, if a person is proposing, and the pratishta nari, she's always rejecting everyone's proposal. So those who want fame, prestige, they are running behind her. But she is rejecting everyone. And she is running behind the Vaishnavas, the pure devotees. And they were not wanting her. But she is running behind them. So those who are like the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna. If you see now, interestingly, who is the most, if you see the Sambad between Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya, there Lord Chaitanya asks a question to Ramananda Rai. So who is the most famous person in the whole universe? Ramananda Rai says, the pure devotee of Lord Krishna. So you might be thinking, are a pure devotee of Lord Krishna? Who remembers him? They don't have any Instagram page, don't have a YouTube page, Facebook page. They are doing sadhana in one corner of the Govardhan Eco Village. Who will remember him? Who knows him? But interestingly, just see, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, the names of the kings we are reading, the kings of Satya Yuga, the kings of Treta Yuga, the kings of Dwapara Yuga, that time there was no social media, no TV, nothing. But still right now in the Kali Yuga, we are reading the pastimes of the kings who were billions of years ahead. Why? Because they were fully surrendered to Lord Krishna. Can anybody become famous like this person? The most famous person in this world, people tell that the position of President of America is the most famous person. If I will tell that who was the President of US before 100 year, 200 year, people will scratch their head. Pata nahi kaun tha. Just in 200-300 year we forget. But just remember the devotees of Lord Krishna from so many billions of years previous, from the Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, still we are remembering and you are hearing their pastime and Bhagavad Kathas are happening on their pastime. Prahlad Maharaj, he was in the Satya Yuga time. Lord Ramchandra, Arjuna, Pandavas. So this is how Lord Chaitanya is telling, if you are really big, if you want to really become a famous, then become. Devotees don't want to become famous, but ultimately Krishna makes them famous because the pratishtha is running behind them. So if you become a devotee of Lord Krishna, automatically the fame, the prestige, everything will remain for eternity. And that's what Sukadeva Goswami tells in the 9th canto. That in the 9th canto, it is Ishanu Katha. There are small stories and there are so many names of the kings. But Sukadeva Goswami tells that the beauty, somebody may think that, hey, what is the point here? Why you are reciting so many names? But just by reciting the names of all these kings, one person will become purified from his anartha. Why? Because they are not ordinary names. They were the devotees of Lord Krishna. And whenever any devotee, they are a pure Vaishnava, then Sukadeva Goswami zooms into their life. Like Ambarish Maharaj, so many devotees' names will come. And that is how a devotee is very famous when he is a devotee of Lord Krishna. And taking the responsibility of a leadership is not a joke. Because whoever is subordinate to that leader takes the karmic reaction of their subordinate. If you are a leader and people are following you, and if they are doing good karma, then it is mentioned that 1/6 of their pious karma that leader takes. And if the subordinate are doing sinful activity, then 1/6 of the sinful activity the leader will take. Just see, it's not a joke. That's why sometimes if that leader is a corrupt and doing all kind of a bad thing, immediately they get some kind of a, they become sick, or they get a kind of a very painful or a very dangerous disease, and eventually they die. Because that reaction also comes if they are not in a dharmic way. And if the leader is a devotee, they become like a transparent via media to the subordinate. Prabhupada writes in the purport, they become an instrument in God's hand. So I was thinking that what exactly instrument in the God's hands? And Prabhupada writes, just become an instrument in Krishna's hand. So just suppose a doctor is doing an operation, doing a surgery, and he's handling a seizure and doing kind of a operation. Just imagine after some time, if the seizure start acting independently. Doctors are sitting here. Just imagine, doctor is doing operation and the seizure will start operating by himself and he will start cutting here and there. The patient will die. Because the goal of the seizure is to become instrument in the hand of the doctor. The way the doctor want to operate it, the seizure should act. Otherwise, the operation will fail. Similarly, when we are saying that we are an instrument of God's hand, the way Krishna wants us to function, we should be aligned with Krishna's instruction. That's how when a devotee is transparent via media with Krishna, then all the empowerment comes to that devotee and he can just pass on to it. That's how Prabhupada used to tell, I am just a messenger of God. I am a post peon of God. I am just carrying the message of what Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita as it is, and I am just transferring. So when you are transferring via media, one reporter asks Prabhupada that what is the difference between your Bhagavad Gita and others' Bhagavad Gita? There are so many Bhagavad Gita in our country, and that too, there are English versions of Bhagavad Gita are available. So Prabhupada told, only qualification I have that I didn't change anything from Bhagavad Gita. I just presented Bhagavad Gita as it is by a transfer media. And the result you can see, the transformation in your society. There were so many Bhagavad Gita, but what was the transformation? But by reading this Bhagavad Gita, thousands of people are becoming Vaishnavas, devotees. This is the transfer media. So when you are becoming via media transparent to God's will, then automatically that empowerment comes through us and the impact we can see in the people. And then Prabhupada is telling here in the second purport if you see that 13th verse, Prabhupada is telling that because here so many devatas are coming to get their share, they are enjoying, they are drinking soma ras, and Prabhupada is writing here in this purport that it is explicitly stated herein that simply by satisfying Supreme Personality of Godhead, one satisfies the demigod and all other living entities without differentiation. And Prabhupada quotes that sloka from the Uddhava Gita, that yatha taro nishechanena tripyati taskanda bhujopasakha. So, when you water the roots of the plant, then automatically the whole tree gets the nourishment. No need of watering the leaves, flower, fruits. It is a simply wastage of time. Na? If you really want to nourish the plant, put water at the roots. Automatically the nourishment will go to the whole plant. Similarly, just when you worship Krishna, all the 33 crore devatas, they will be happy. Because they are serving Krishna. They are part and parcel of Krishna. So just worshipping Krishna. So one devotee, one person was worshipping. When we went to his house, there were so many devatas were there. And he was worshipping. So then he was worshipping like this, offering Agarbati. So it was so many pictures are there. Exactly whom he is worshipping, it was confusing. So he asked that, whom you are exactly worshipping? Well, I am also confused. I don't know whom I am worshipping. I am just showing my Agarbati to all the devatas, and whoever wants the puja, he will accept that and he will take that. So I am totally confused whom to worship, how to worship. So this is what the presently people often, they don't know that who is the supreme, whom to worship, how to worship. So here Sukadeva Goswami is telling that directly if you are worshipping Krishna, then all the devatas will be satisfied. It's like watering the roots. Somebody may say that, what is the problem if I'll put little water in the flower? If I'll put little water in the leaves? Kuch problem hai kya? So then Sukadeva Goswami explains that, tells the third line. There is a problem. Because there are 33 crore devatas. If you'll worship one devata and he will not worship another devata, he will think, are maine kya galti kya yaar? He is getting all the worship. I am also doing my duty very nicely. I am also giving rain at the right time. Why is not worshipping me? There might be such kind of feeling. Na? So Sukadeva Goswami is telling, it's like, he is giving the next analogy in the third line. Pranopaharasya yathendriyacha. So if you want to make your body healthy, then you will eat, right? How will eat? You will put the food in your mouth. Then it will go to your stomach and you will digest it. Now suppose you will think that my eye should be good. Let me put little sabji on my eye. Will it work? You are damaging your eye. Hey, mera kaan thoda sunai nahi de raha. Let me put little soup in my ear. If you put your soup inside the ear, your ear will get an infection. So if you really want to nourish your ear or eyes, then eat nice food and digest it. Put your food inside your belly. It will digest and the nourishment will go to all the indriyas. That is what Sukadeva Goswami is telling. If you really want to make happy all the devatas, then just worship Lord Krishna. And when Krishna is happy, all the devatas are happy. And they will be showered their blessing on you because you are worshipping Krishna. And that's what here Sukadeva Goswami is telling in this Uddhava Gita, worshipping Lord Krishna satisfied all the devatas. And just I was thinking that, so Ganesh Chaturthi is going and Lord Ganesha is one of the prominent devatas, the whole Maharashtra is celebrating. So let's discuss two, three pastimes of Lord Ganesha. How he is so powerful because of his connection with Lord Krishna. So Ganpati is famously known as Vignaharta. Sukharta, Dukharta, we sing so many bhajanas. Na? We were traveling to so many places and they were worshipping all these bhajans. So how, from where he is deriving all these powers so that he can eradicate the obstacles of all his devotees? So in the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma is telling यदपाद पल्लव युगम विनिधाय कुंभ. सो ही इज कुंभ मीन्स इज लाइक कुंभ मीन्स एक्चुअली ए पॉट कुंभ. सो फॉर एन ऑस्पिशियस एक्टिविटी दे पुट ए पॉट कलस विथ एन कोकोनट इन द डोर स्टेप ना दैट इज कॉल्ड कुंभ. सो एलिफेंट हैव टू कुंभ. वेयर हाउ एलिफेंट हैव टू कुंभ. सो ही इज इफ यू सी द हेड हेड ऑफ द एलिफेंट इट्स लाइक एन इन्वर्टेड पॉट. You can see two kumbhas on his head of an elephant. So there, on that two kumbhas on his Ganesh, always what he does? Yada pada pallava yugam. Yada pada pallava. Yada means here what Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma is offering prayers to Lord Krishna. Yada pada pallava, your pada, your feet are like pallava. It's like a lotus flower. Yada pada pallava yugam. Your two lotus feet are यद पाद पल्लवम युगम विनिधाय कुंभ. विनिधाय मीन्स लॉर्ड गणेश इज होल्डिंग दैट टू लोटस फीट वेयर कुंभ ऑन हिज हेड. सो दिस इज द सीक्रेट ऑफ लॉर्ड गणेश पावर. सो ही इज टाइटली होल्डिंग द टू लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा ऑन हिज कुंभ. है द्वंदे प्रणाम समय स गणाधि राजा. द्वंदे दिस कुंभ दे हैव टू कुंभ. द्वंदे प्रणाम समय स गणाधि राजा. गणाधि राजा इज गणेश. गणा ही इज द किंग ऑफ द गणास. सो ही इज होल्डिंग व्हाइल डूइंग ऑफरिंग प्रणाम टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा ही इज होल्डिंग द टू लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा टाइटली ऑन हिज हेड. बिकॉज ऑफ दिस विघ्नम विहंतुम स जगत त्रयास. बिकॉज ऑफ दिस ही कुड इराडिकेट ऑल द विघ्न विहंतुम. ही कुड इराडिकेट ऑल द ऑब्स्टेकल्स ऑफ ऑल द पीपल हु आर कमिंग टू हिम इन दिस थ्री प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम भू भुवस्व. सो दिस इज द सीक्रेट ऑफ लॉर्ड गणेशास पावर. वाई ही इज विघ्न हर्ता. सो बिकॉज ऑफ ही इज सो क्लोज टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा एंड द इष्टदेव ऑफ लॉर्ड गणेश इज हु Narasingadev. Because Lord Narasingadev's feet he is always worshipping, he got this power to eradicate all the obstacles. So when devotees ask Prabhupada, should you also put Lord Ganesha in our altar and start worshipping? So Prabhupada told that no need to put in the altar, you can put it at the doorstep. If you want to really put, then you can keep in the doorstep. And while entering the temple, you can offer your prayer to Lord Ganesha to eradicate all the obstacles in your devotional service. And then with a clear consciousness, you can go to Krishna and offer your prayers to Lord Krishna. That's how interestingly, if you see in our Radha Gopinath Mandir also while entering, Ganapati is there. And when I was reading one book, there it is mentioned, our three Ishtadev, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govindev, and Radha Gopinath. So when our Goswamis, they made the original temples in Vrindavan, they established the deity of Lord Ganesha at the entrance of these three temples. So that is mentioned in the... Right now it may not be there because of the attacks of the Mughals, but originally when it was established at the 17th century, that time Lord Ganesha was there in these three prime temples in Vrindavan. And our Goswami is established. So that's how Ganesha is a prominent place in helping in our devotional service. He is a pure Vaishnavas, always holding the feet of Lord Ganesha on his head and taking all the power of Lord Krishna, he eradicates all the obstacles. And another name of Lord Ganesha is Adipatya. Adipatya means in any worship, he gets the prime worship. He generally worshipped in the first, then all the devatas worship. Agra Puja. He gets the Agra Puja. So that is a nice pastime. Why Lord Ganesha gets the Agra Puja? That is also connected to Lord Krishna. So all the pastimes I was reading, interestingly everything is connected to Lord Krishna. How there is a strong bondage between Lord Krishna and Ganesha. So once there was a meeting in the devatas, and the meeting agenda is that... Because there are so many devas, 33 crore devatas. Sometimes people worship one devata. So they thought that who should get the first worship among all of us? So that was the agenda of the meeting. It was mentioned in one of the Puranas. So then the condition they told, whoever will circumambulate the whole universe first, he will be getting the Agra Puja. Now it's not that pastime of circumambulating Ganesha, Lord Shiva. This is different pastime. So and the condition is that everyone has to use their own carrier. Dusra ka bhada mein nahi le sakte. Otherwise they'll take another BMW and they'll go fast. Whoever has their carrier, they have to go in their carrier only. And you have to complete the whole universe circumambulation. Who will be doing the first? He will be the getting the Agra Puja. And all started, get set, go. And Kartika is flying with his peacock. Brahma is flying with his swan. And everyone is taking their best effort going in their carrier. And Ganapati is trying his best to go in his mouse. And mouse is running, a small mouse on top of that Ganesha, such a big body Ganesha sitting. So mouse is going slow, slow and steady. And interestingly, while all were running, from the opposite side, Narada Muni is coming. So when all the devatas saw, are abhiyanet again? Because Narada Muni is such a big Vaishnava, when a big pure devotee Vaishnava comes, then he should do pranam, stop, na? Otherwise it's an maryada vethikram. So then all the devatas are thinking, if I stop, then I will lose the race, because they are running in a race. So then all were thinking, what to do now? Sometime, dekho, sometime you are walking in a path, and some person comes in the opposite direction. Agar aapka uske saath nahi jamta hai, then what you do? You look this side. Because you don't want to interact with that person, and that person is coming somehow or other. Agar chemistry theek nahi hai, then you look at other side, right? And you walk in such a way that you have not seen that person. But you know everything, that person is coming. So devatas also applied that tricks. So all the devatas, they are looking like this. And they are running in that direction, as if they are not looking to Narada Muni. Because when they see Narada Muni and they don't stop, then it's kind of an offense to Narada Muni. Right? Because the pure Vaishnava is exalted, devarsi, they have to talk with him. So all started looking to the opposite direction and they are running as if not looking to Narada Muni. And all are running. And Narada Muni is thinking, what happened to all these devatas? Every day they used to come meet, touch my feet, they used to take my blessing, they used to hear Krishna Katha from me. Today nobody is looking at me. Come on. So, and he is just walking. And at last he saw, Ganesha was struggling with his mouse and is coming. And Ganesha is also trying his best to run. But how fast the mouse will run? And top of that, the heavy body of Ganesha is sitting on the mouse. So Ganesha is trying his best, but he is running very slow. And he suddenly encountered Narada Muni. He also wanted to escape, but slow or steady, he encountered Narada Muni. So Narada Muni, oh Ganesha, what you are doing here? Oh, so he was thinking, I am racing with the devatas. I want to be. So he told, actually, I am in a race, but pranam Narada Muni, how are you? How come you come here? So Narada Muni is telling that, yeah, just I was wondering here. I am seeing that all the devatas, they were just neglecting me. They are running like that. So what you are doing? So are you also going to neglect me? No, Narada Muni. What I'll do by neglecting? Anyhow, I am the last. You give me your blessing, you give Krishna Katha, whatever you want to tell, I am there to listen. Please, I am yours. Really, Narada Muni tells that you are ready to listen. See, I will give my blessings, that means I will start my Krishna Katha. And when devotee, they start speaking Krishna Katha, means it goes and goes and goes. So are you sure you are going to listen if I start giving my blessing? Ganapati tells that, aur kya bacha hai? Already I am the last. What is there? Last or more last? You just start speaking Krishna Katha. I am there to listen. Don't worry about the time. I am here. So Narada Muni become very happy. Wow. And he started speaking Krishna Katha. And Ganesha sits at one place. He hears Krishna Katha. Happy, happy. And then at one point Narada Muni tells, by the way, so what is this race? Why all devatas are running? And Ganesha tells that actually we had a meeting. And the agenda of the meeting is that whoever will complete the parikrama of this whole universe, he will get the Agra Puja, Adipatya. Oh, really?
Narada Muni tells. Very interesting. So let's do something. Then Narada tells that, okay, Narada Muni, what is the difference between this material world and the spiritual world? Narada Muni tells, Natad bhasyate surya na sasanka na pavaka. I only wrote Bhagavad Gita. There Vyasadeva wrote that the difference between spiritual world and the material world is in spiritual world, Natad bhasyate surya. There is no surya there. Na pavaka, na sasanka. There is no moon, there is no fire. But everything is there in this material world. Yes, that is the point. Let's zoom into it. So, sun, moon, and fire. These are the three things Vyasadeva is telling, na, that is differentiating between spiritual world and the material world. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So, tell some names of the fire. So, Agni, so many names Ganeshji tells. So, one of the names Narada Muni tells, the one of the name of fire is Krishanu. Krishanu. What? Krishanu. Just remember these names. A little technical but very interesting. So one of the names of the fire is Krishanu. Okay. So what are the names of Surya? Surya, Suraj, Bhanu, Aditya, Bhaskara. So one of the name of Surya is Bhanu. Okay. Bhanu. Just remember this name Bhanu. Okay. Then what is remaining? Moon. What are the names of the moon? Shashi, Shashanka, Chandrama. So one of the name of the moon is Himakara. Himakara. Hima means ice. Kara means the rays what comes from the moon. It's very coolant. Himakara. So these are the three names. So what is the name of fire? Krishanu. And the name of Surya? Bhanu. The names of moon? Himakara. These are the three names. And now, Narada Muni tells, because of these three things, the material world is existing, right? So let's, Krishanu, from Krishanu, if you will remove Ra, it will become Kishanu. Does Kishanu has any meaning? So, Ganesh don't know. So the main word is Ra here. Yes. So from Bhanu, if you remember Akara, it will become Bhanu. Does it has any meaning? No. The main word is Akara. And from Himakara, if you remove Ma, it becomes Hikara. Does it have any meaning? Ganesh don't know. So the main word is Ma. So what are the three words? Ra, A, Ma. So what become? Rama. So Narada Muni tells, these are the three matras, Rama, that actually differentiate between material world and the spiritual world. And that is the essence. Just write Rama with your mouth and circumambulate this Rama three times, you are circumambulating the whole universe. So Ganesh, are you joking or what? Like, don't you believe on my word or what? Just write. So then Ganesh, with his tumuli, he writes Rama, and with his mouth, he just circumambulate Rama. And just, you won the race. Really? Yes. So Ganesh thinks, what joke, what a joke he's telling. They are running far ahead and he's telling you won the race. But you are not believing, just go and see in the ahead. And then Ganesh sits with his mouse and he starts again racing. And a fraction of time he sees that all the devatas, they are behind Ganesh. And Ganesh at the final point, touching the race. And within few seconds, Ganesh touches the final point and all the devatas are scratching their head. How come he won the race? We are so far ahead. And then unanimously, all the 33 crore devatas, they agreed that, okay, Ganesha will getting the Agra Puja. He will become the Adipatya. That is the story explained in the Puranas. Why Ganesha gets the Agra Puja? Just imagine how much Ganesha is surrendered to Narada Muni, the pure devotee of Lord Krishna. And by the blessing of Narada Muni, Ganesha become the Adipatya. And Lord Ganesha also wrote Bhagavad Gita, the ancient Bhagavad Gita, the 700 sloka, the climax of Mahabharata was written by Ganesha. The whole Mahabharata eventually, it is written by Ganesha. And in that, the Bhagavad Gita comes, he is the writer of Bhagavad Gita. the writer of Bhagavad Gita. That's how he has given such an contribution to the society. So in this tenure of Ganapati Puja, people worship Ganesha, we can remember how he is an exalted Vaishnava, and we can pray that he can remove the obstacles in our devotional service so that we can become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, a proper Vaishnava of Lord Krishna. That prayer we can offer to Ganesha. Hare Krishna. Anybody have any questions or any comment? Jai Sri Gantra Srimad Bhagavat Puran Ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki.